Professor Bridget Daniels has been talking to delegates this morning about the fact that she feels that we've made neglect too complicated. She's recently done some research with Action for Children about what children in Scotland have been saying about neglect. So, Bridget, can you start by telling us what children tell us about how they see neglect?
We were undertaking a project. Actually, the children we spoke to were in England, but the experiences they describe are pretty universal. And they're talking about a lot of things we know about feeling unloved, worrying about their parents quite often. So they often worry about their parents being out of control. One of the things they were really upset about was getting told off at school for arriving at school without games kit and things like that. So it wasn't their fault, but then they were getting told off. And the main thing was just one of the expressions was that love is a doing word. And they were saying that it's okay to, you know, it's well, parents might say they love them, but that only takes them so far. They then need to feel that parents are doing the things that express that love for them.
And the children also talked a bit about what neglect felt like. Can you tell us about what you learned from that?
It's like not having the right, you know, not having clean clothes, being scruffy, being hungry, being tired, not having any help with your homework, all these sort of day-to-day things is what it just makes them feel really kind of different and not having any friends and left out.
And there's been a lot of discussion this morning at conference about what we need to do to keep children safe and to prevent neglect. Can you tell us what your view is on that?
Yeah, I think what a lot of children need is people around them just to be alert to the fact that they might need a little bit of extra support, and sometimes just a bit of early support to children and families can make all the difference. Sometimes when people are struggling and it comes out in maybe some children are getting a bit out of control or mucking about in class or just looking a bit unhappy, it just needs someone to have a little bit of curiosity. Say, you know, what might be going on? Is there something I could do to help? And sometimes just a little bit of direct support to children quite early on can make all the difference for them.
That's great. Thank you very much.